Yeah. Welcome to the doghouse.
Yeah.
Well, Hunter screwed the pooch. Hunter screwed the pooch. and allowed somebody else to basically walk into the 450 championship. And now we know why Hunter is called Hunter and not Jet. Okay. And after the sprint, they pulled the vinyl off of Mark Marquez's bike and found out he was riding a Honda. It's like Red Bull. It gives you wings.
Okay. I had to collect my thoughts there for a moment.
Okay. I thought that was an easy one.
No. Number one, hats off to Cole Davies putting the big Hulk Hogan leg to Deegan. I am a huge Deegan fan. But I love seeing somebody race him like he races people.
Exactly.
That was great. I loved it. Cole Davies, that, as Ken's people would say, was a lot of chutzpah.
That was a lot of chutzpah.
But they call that in Northern Virginia is chaputz. But chaputz. The real word.
Yeah, that's right, chaputz.
A lot of chutzpah there, Ken. So I
great.
Was kind of.
I mean, that was a great way for Cole Davies to say, enjoy the 450s, right?
See you in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Or see you in a year and a half, and here's the finger. I loved it. Way to go, Cole Davies. I'm very happy for you. Obviously, Deegan won the championship. Cole Davies won a championship.
Yeah.
You know, but that was just enjoyable to see. It was a good race.
Are we going to say it? Are we going to say it? Do we have to say it?
What?
Who won the 450s?
I don't even want to. I think that's a travesty to the sport that somebody who hates America is.
I can't disagree with you. To me, that was like. I completely blame Hunter. I mean, he has not looked that bad this entire season.
He can't handle the pressure.
No, he can't handle the pressure. He's right? No Jet.
He's not Jet. Here's who I blame.
Yeah.
I blame Chase Sexton. Where the F were you the entire rest of the season?
Yeah.
I blame Eli Tomac.
Oh, yeah. Eli
you
Tomac.
You could have retired and somebody fast could have been up.
Yeah. I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
I kind of blame Cooper Webb. He did the best he could, but he probably should retire because his back's just a mess and he's never healthy.
You know, they have a problem.
I blame anybody who signed Christian Craig or Anderson to a contract.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the people that did that. I blame them.
Yeah, I would say the 450s have a big problem. That is, people don't seem like they're able to retire.
Yeah.
Throughout the ranks.
Did you see
throughout
the news
the ranks.
For Malcolm, right? Husqvarna is no longer going to have a factory.
Yep.
Team,
yep.
Right? And that's sad for Malcolm, but Malcolm's what, 31, 32?
Yeah, yep.
Right?
That's right.
Barcia, Malcolm, Tomac. Some of these guys are going to have to start stepping down.
And Christian Craig's in his 50s.
More than three young people.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? It's ridiculous. And you want to know why when Jet's there, he dominated, right? Yeah. And now you're going to have Deegan coming in there. And the problem is there's no real upcoming young riders other than that couple that they allow to sneak in, right?
Yeah.
Because they got so many guys in their 30s.
Yeah,
and
early
40s.
30s. Early
and 40s.
30s, yeah. And Christian Craig's got to be, what, 65?
Yeah. So,
he should be.
I've thought that for a while, that the 450s have a problem where, the guys don't – you know the reason they don't retire? Because the money's good.
The money and that they all came up together. So none of them are like, oh, man, that guy's retiring, right? They all came up within
except Christian Craig. Remember, Christian Craig was in the 250s for 20 years.
And then he came up to the 450s and went back to the 250s to be a winner this time.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yep. But, Supercross, the field's got to get younger in the 450s.
seriously, they've got to think about that. They need to push some of these guys out.
About getting younger.
Yeah.
Because or else it's gonna get ugly, and there's only gonna be two there's usually only two people battling for a championship, but there's only gonna be two people battling for race wins.
Right.
And Sexton, once a year, he's gonna become the Barcia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sexton will win the it doesn't matter race.
Yeah. I agree. I totally agree.
Kind of vicious on that.
Yeah, but these guys all announce their retirements and then they don't ever seem to retire.
You know,
I mean, Cooper Webb,
Tomac. Three championships, you're good, bud.
Yeah exactly.
Tomac, two championships and more injuries than I can shake a stick at, you're good.
Yeah, both of them.
Even Roczen. Roczen's got to be, I don't even know how old Roczen is.
Well, Roczen's been in the 450s for 5 or 6 years now.
Why is he still racing? And the amount of times he's quit.
The reason they're racing, I'm telling you, Phil, the money's gotten. The money, 15 years, 20 years ago, you weren't making enough money in the 450s to cover running a team, right? Because the money wasn't there. So you had to have a sponsor, or you basically remember. I can remember when a lot of these guys worked full time jobs during the week and came in and just raced on the weekend, so they could fund it. They worked full time jobs so they could fund racing.
But here's
the money's gotten so good. Supercross money has gotten so good because of the TV contracts. These guys don't want to let go of it.
And it's not only that, but they're not okay. It used to be, all right, hey, man, I could retire and I could live the rest of my life on classes if I won a championship.
Right.
A couple races.
Mm-hmm.
Top five.
Yeah, run my own school. Yeah.
Run my own school. These guys don't seem to be doing that.
They don't. Yeah, right. I would agree. They don't seem to be doing that.
You know, I don't see, they're all looking for that Ricky Carmichael contract.
Yeah.
But it's not there. You're not him.
No.
Ken Roczen, he's hated the sport for 10, 15 years now.
Yeah.
Right? Why is he still there? How many times did he quit on a team in the middle of their season because, well, I don't have a chance of winning, so I might as well quit and go to Europe?
Well, or you let somebody keep coming back every season, you know, regardless of how they finished the prior season, and you let them do that with the hopes that one day they'll get that championship. But I'll bet he doesn't retire following this. I know he should, but I'll bet he doesn't.
I was thinking about this all day Sunday. I was thinking about it, and I think it's time for Tomac to retire. It's time for Cooper Webb. I'm a huge Webb Wagon fan.
I can think of at least seven riders in the 450s Anderson, who shouldn't be there anymore.
Anderson, yep.
Barcia, Cooper Webb.
Cooper Webb. Roczen, Tomac. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a list of them. And open it
there's,
up. And
bring yeah, and there's
even,
more.
Even Malcolm. I hate saying that. I love Malcolm. Yeah,
even Malcolm. But even Malcolm. What?
Malcolm's got to be in his... He's in his 30s.
He's in his 30s, and Justin Cooper's another one. I mean, it's like, if you haven't won a championship now, how long are you going to make us wait?
Well,
to see if you can squeeze one out, and wait for Hunter to basically screw the pooch.
Justin Cooper, yeah, he's 33. It's time, Malcolm.
Yeah.
It's time. Justin Cooper, you know, this is his first ride on a factory.
I think so, yeah. I think
first full year. Right? So I don't have a problem with that. But he's 97. What is that? No, 88? No. No, that's an actor. 1997. So that makes him 20. I can't do the math. 29. He's got maybe 2 years to put together some wins or hit the road. Yeah, they're just old. And you can see... At the end, you see that at the end of the season when they're tired, you froze.
Yeah, I'm unstable. I have to admit it. I'm unstable.
Oh, I know.
So is my internet.
I can see it for some reason.
But what I was saying is that sport needs to take action, and basically say, you know, you got to limit. You age out of Supercross.
I think
4 years. You ain't done it in 4 years. Move on.
I don't like putting the age limit on, but here's what I'm going to say is, and I don't think it's the sport. I don't want to see Supercross saying, here's your age limit. What I want is the sponsors to say, to put more time and effort into the young guys.
Well, you want the sponsors to do that, but unfortunately, they're the ones that you have the least control over, because what they're going to do, what the sponsors want to do, is they want to be able to fling a known name out.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, we're sponsoring.
They want the TV coverage. Like,
they want the TV coverage. Right. Exactly.
And they do a pretty good job in the LCQ, but they never talk about the back markers.
No, they don't. And I actually think that the sponsors are going to always chase the publicity side of the thing. They don't care about fairness. They don't care about competition.
And they don't care about winning.
They don't care about any of that. So the only way you're going to change it is if the sport takes some action to prompt a turnover. Maybe. But this was not a problem 10, 15 years ago. We had turnover all the time.
But, you know, some of that stuff is, though, everybody's like, 40's the new 30, 30's the new 20. Look, and I know you guys are mad at me for doing it, but Chad Reed, right? Mm-hmm. Raced until he was like 130.
Yeah, but I mean, I can name a couple people that did that in earlier years. But it's becoming now very static, where these guys do not go away. They announce their retirement, and then they seem to race for 3 more years after they announce their retirement.
Yeah, it's like, oh well, I was going to retire. Oh, I lost my ride. I'm going to retire. Oh wait, that guy offered me a ride. I'm going to stay.
Yeah. I think it's just the money's too good, and the only way it's going to change is you're not going to change the sponsors. They're the ones who are pouring the money into it. You're not going to change the riders. They're the ones that are enjoying the money. The only way you're going to do it, in my opinion, is if the sanctioning body takes some sort of action. And I know you don't like giving an age limit, but I'll say, forget about age limit. Just say you have X number of years in the premier class. And that's it. Because the problem is like Rock's in here, they let him run in the 450s for 6 years. To get to a championship, and now he won't go away.
Injuries will fall right sooner or later.
Yeah, that's the problem. Sooner or later, and I'm thinking, if you haven't done it in 4 years, you've had ample chance. Make a better choice on the bike, whatever. Be a better rider. You got 4 years in this. If you don't win a championship in 4 years, I can think back where if guys didn't win a championship in 4 years, they were just gone.
Yeah,
right. Their teams would get rid of them.
Yeah.
Now they don't seem to do that.
Like the teams have put, and maybe it's the coverage. Right? I really think it's Lee Diffy. I know you guys are like, hey, I hate that guy.
Well, I think we had the problem before Lee Diffy, but Lee Diffy certainly he gloms on to anybody who's not American as his hero.
He gloms on to people, right? Instead of, as an announcer, he's trying to add, you know, let me rephrase that. It's an NBC thing, because if you watch the Olympics, you watch football, you watch all this stuff. They want to tell you these stupid little stories about people. I came to watch them effing race.
Yeah, well,
if I want to know stories
NBC hired Lee Diffy. So right off the bat, there you go.
But like, I remember, I want to see the sport. I want to see the action. I want to see the best in the world, right?
I want to see the best in the world, and there's riders. Just like we say, there's a lot of 250 riders who lay an egg in the 450s. But there's also some 250 riders who didn't win championships that when they got a chance in the 450s, they looked way better.
Knocked it out.
So we don't get to see them anymore because there's no seats.
When you first invited me to the doghouse 850,000 years ago.
A long time ago.
I watched NASCAR all the time, every week, man. That was my
NASCAR. I did too. I used to watch NASCAR every week.
And now I watch it, and I used to think they were the 50 best stock car riders. Drivers. Now I think they're just the 50 best marketable guys. And unfortunately, Supercross is becoming the 15 best marketable dirt bike riders.
I agree. I totally agree.
The best riders in America, which means the world.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was Supercross. We probably talked too much about it. So Supercross is done. A couple more weeks, and we'll have the outdoor season, which I do not think Jet will be there for the opener. That's my opinion.
I'm beginning to agree with you on that. Yeah. I hate agreeing with you. That makes me sound like I'm supporting you and you're right.
I don't like the sound of that either. But anyway, so we'll be into motocross season soon. And I'm hoping that that's going to be entertaining, but I don't think that the Jet's going to be there in the beginning.
If Jet doesn't come back,
then Deegan just runs over them all.
Yeah.
And that will be bad. That will be bad for motocross.
Maybe it'd be the reality slap that the teams need to be like, wow, a young guy came up here and destroyed us for the
I think you can cue the Jaws music. I think they know he's coming up and they know there's only one person that's going to give him any competition. Yeah. And that's Jet. Yeah. You know, I guess if there's no pressure, Hunter's a capable rider if there's no pressure, but obviously he can't take pressure. So anyways, that's enough about Supercross. We also had MotoGP this weekend, and Mark Marquez is gone for the next two outings. So
who's going to notice?
I don't think the way he's been riding lately, I don't know. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, if I was Team Ducati, I'd be very worried right now because I was thinking – I picked Bagnaia, which I never do. I picked Bagnaia to win. Yeah,
that was brave.
I only did that at that point. I picked Bagnaia because Bagnaia was faster than Marquez was all week long. And I figured his wife wasn't there. That's why he was fast. But the other thing, too, is it's funny. I find this very funny. Jorge Martin is going to Aprilia next. I mean, is going to Honda. He's going to Honda next year. Okay. And Bagnaia is going on to Jorge Martin's seat. He's taking Jorge Martin's seat. This is already done. And I kept thinking, wow, you got Ducati's got a problem because I don't know if Mark Marquez is ever going to completely get healthy because it seems like he hasn't. And now he's gone and he's busted up a couple things and he's having surgery, not only on the ankle that he destroyed this weekend, but he's having more surgery done on his prior surgery. And he's having a problem.
I'm going to say this.
He just may be suffering the old man thing.
Yeah. I'm dead serious. Yeah. I think coming back after the last serious injury was a mistake.
Yeah, I don't think he was ready. That's one thing. I think he came back too soon. And everybody thought that him delaying until after the first year and not participating in the end of the year tests and things like that, that was a wise move. But I think that probably he would have been better off taking off the first couple races as well. He gets injured more, it seems like, right?
He doesn't finish in the top three in points. It hurts his legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
Every year.
Yeah. Well, love him or hate him,
mm-hmm. Rossi, even at the end of his career, was coming third in points. You know what I mean?
Right? Well, he's going to, that ain't happening this season, right? No. Not with him missing two races. So
I don't even think he can win out and catch up now.
I think he could. There's enough races he could, but it's not going to happen. He's not going to come back healthy. That's the thing. Yeah. When he does come back, he's still going to be suffering. He's having two more surgeries now. So if the reason he's one of the surgeries is because that he didn't give it enough time to completely heal, which is what I suspect it is, I just don't think he's going to rush it. And I wouldn't be surprised if he just punts on the season. I wouldn't be surprised, right? Because he's liable to be, if he misses the next two races, he's not at midseason yet, but he's not going to finish in the top three. That's just not likely to happen.
I mean, he's 70 points behind the leader, 70, 71 points.
Yeah.
Right? He's almost 25 behind third place or fourth place, right? He's just
there's enough time, but that would mean he'd have to come back healthy, and if he comes back healthy, he won't be that much behind. He'll be much more behind, right?
Yeah.
by the time he comes back healthy. Yeah, so
by the time he comes back healthy,
he could be over 100 points behind easily. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the point of him coming back? He's not going to, if he's 100 points behind, he's not going to be in the top three.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the way he's providing
and that's the other thing too. At some point it's better just to go get healthy. Just get healthy. Right. And apparently his chief complaint this season has been what Bagnaia had been complaining about, and he wasn't complaining about before, and that's not having any front end feel. Which his high side kind of just goes right along with that, right? Yeah. He doesn't know where the wheel is, right?
Yeah.
That's how you end up high siding, right? And you know, you lose the back end and the front end catches, the front end's not in line with the back end. That's the definition of a high side.
Yep.
Right. So he you know, I don't know how Ducati manages to do this, but I laughed off Bagnaia saying he didn't have any front end feel because Marquez was killing everybody. You know, now I'm starting to think that, okay, now Bagnaia has adjusted, or at least for a race, right? With Bagnaia, you never know. And Marquez has been complaining. He's not a guy usually complain about that stuff like that. So,
but even in general,
I'm thinking that's an injury waiting to happen. That's an injury waiting to happen.
Even in general, last year, the top five or six teams were all Ducatis.
Yeah, and now the top guys are all on Aprilias.
Aprilias.
But that's mainly because I don't think it's because the Ducati's slow. I don't think it's because the Ducati's slow. I think the problem is that Bagnaia is unreliable. Marquez is not healthy. The KTM is doing a bit better.
Alex
has his moments, but Alex was doing better on a 2024 bike, right? Yeah,
and last year he was Mr. Second Place.
Yes.
This year
now he's on a 20. Yeah.
All I you heard hear? Is he left us and then you froze up.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
He left us. Okay. Take off.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here. Okay. Well, you can talk because
Well, I'm going to say I have no idea. I can't respond to what you said because. After he left,
I just said that putting him on the Alex Marquez on the 2026 bike is what's screwing him up, I think.
Yeah. That seems to be the screw up with everybody on the 2026 bike.
DG Antonio is not having any good time. Nobody's having a good time on that bike.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Which makes you wonder about next year. What is Ducati doing? Is it one of those things like Zoom? Like Zoom, or they can't keep stop screwing with it, right?
Oh,
is that what it is? Ducati can't either because they're worried about Aprilia, so they keep on screwing with the bike and they don't make it better; make it worse.
Could be hard to say.
Yeah,
hard
to say. Yeah.
And
so that's what I'm thinking.
Aprilia is just like, this is our shot to win a championship.
Role. Yeah, yeah.
And they're being smart. That's right.
But now I think it's going to get. I think it's going to get ugly between Bezzecchi and Jorge Martin. Now I think it will get ugly between the two of them because Bezzecchi built that team. Hey, let's say literally, he did. He took that bike when he got on that bike originally. It was a piece of garbage, and he stuck with it and became their permanent test rider. Right, all during those years, and now that bike's good. Jorge Martin hops on it, and now Jorge Martin's probably wondering why did he choose to go to to leave. They didn't invite him back because he took that offer. Remember the out in his contract, which was not a valid out.
Yeah.
And he did that, insulted the entire team. And what did they do? They went and signed someone for his seat because his contract runs out. They didn't offer it to him. They gave it to Bagnaia. They signed
Bagnaia, which who knows? I can't make a prediction for next year because we have no idea who's going to come out with the bike out the box.
Exactly. I would agree with that 100%. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to in 2027.
Yeah.
It's a complete wild card year.
I mean, what happens if Quartararo wins next year because Yamaha did their homework?
Where is Quartararo going to be? Yeah, he's not going to be on Yamaha. He's not going to be on Yamaha. So.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. I don't know. It's just kind of all confusing to me. I don't understand where they're going with any of that. And I lost Ken again. Oh, there you are. Oh. Kane.
Yeah. He's not young.
No, you're gone again.
Oh, I think is he gonna is that a satellite Aprilia team he's gonna go to?
I don't
Okay,
know.
yeah.
I have no idea where he's going. Probably not to the lead.
I'm just ha having it. We got a thunderstorm going on out here, and the internet's not stable.
Is that
So,
what it is? Yeah, you're breaking up. You
yeah.
sound like scrambled eggs and bacon without the bacon. I'll tell you what, let's end the show a little early today just because I keep losing you. Sorry, people, that's just the way it is. Ken lives out in the sticks, apparently. Obviously no place the king and queen would ever visit because the internet there sucked. I'm just gonna punch the show out and end a little
Now you're.
early. We'll try and get Ken back for next week, see if he can be a little bit better. Anyways, this is Phil from the doghouse with Ken. Who knows where Warren is? He's
Maybe.
gone.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We'll be back next week. I'm just gonna punch out Ken. I don't know if you heard me.
I
You're
hear you.
breaking up. And
I hear you.
we'll just leave a little early, leave a little stuff on the table, talk about next week. We got Moto America at, I think Atlanta? Is Atlanta? Does that sound right? No, Birmingham. I'm sorry. Barber Motorsports.
And MotoGP this weekend.
MotoGP this weekend.
And World Superbike?
World Superbike. Yeah, it's a doubles
Yes.
weekend. So anyways, plenty to
Cool.
watch this weekend. I have ear surgery tomorrow, so plenty to watch when I recover, if I can hear. Maybe it'd be better that I can't hear. Anyways, this has been the Doghouse here on ntnradio.com.